Early sex education is a thing that some parents, guardians, and wards are not comfortable with. However, it is a very important thing. And in this video, I'm going to be giving you tips as to why you should give your children early sex education. My name is Fawn Peter, and right here on this channel, I share tips and lessons that I use to make my life better and happier in the hopes that I can help you too. Sex education on its own is a very dicey topic. Some parents can't give sex education to their children. Some are not aware of the fact that they should give. Some don't even know how to go about doing it. However, for this video, I'm focusing on the reasons as to why early sex education is very important for your children. Some children grow into puberty and sometimes into adulthood without having that sex conversation with their parents or their guardians. And this doesn't have the best effect all the time. Early sex education is important for children and has a lot of advantages. For instance, number one, proper packaging. Getting sex education from your parents or guardians, as opposed to stumbling across it on the internet or from friends or from someone who's trying to molest you or make you do something you don't want to do, is better because your parent or your guardians package it in the proper way, in the way a child should understand or know, and present it to you. No one is asking to tell your children how sex actually takes place, but it's important to understand the delicate parts of their bodies, understand what it means when a person approaches you a certain way, understand what to do, understand how to speak up when something happens, and also understand that it is okay to speak up. So a child or an adolescent is able to understand, this is what sex is all about. These are the body parts no one should come close to. These are certain behaviors I should be aware of. These are certain things I shouldn't do. Rather than leave them confused and unassuming and naive and totally clueless, they are much more open to being molested, to being sexually hurt, to being sexually abused at that point in time. But when, even at an early age, you're able to tell a child about sex education and what to expect, what to do and what not to do, not to the full extent obviously, but to a certain extent to which a child can understand and protect his or herself, then you have a child who is very powerful. A child who knows when to say, uncle, stop, or who knows when to say no to anyone, or who knows simply to just wait until the right time to engage in whatever he or she wants to engage. I mean, there's no hurry. Sometimes people who even want to molest a child will tell a child that it's a normal thing to do this with this person. It's a normal thing. Everyone is doing it. And then they actually believe that everyone is doing it, so it must be normal. Why? Because they haven't been told properly, in the right way, what sex is, should be, entails, and when and how it should happen. It's better to have this education, this information, this conversation with your parents or your guardians, because they package it and present it properly, and that goes a long way. Number two, better understanding. When a parent or a guardian tells a child about what sex is in the best ways possible and in the ways that are okay for a child of that age, they get to have a better understanding of sex. Not a complete one, but they get a better picture. They understand that their body parts should be kept for a certain reason, for a certain time. People shouldn't come close to them. People shouldn't touch them in certain ways. People shouldn't do certain things. This is how to act and this isn't how to act. They get to have a better understanding of the sexual environment, even though they don't actually know what sex feels like or how it happens. They don't have to, but they have a better understanding of everything. Number three, better abilities to abstain. Now, I know for a fact from experience that when you have a proper sex conversation with parents and you understand what is the case and what should be the case, it's easier for you to understand that there's no hurry. I am going to have sex when I want to have sex. It's not running anyway. I am going to do that at my own time, at the right time, when I feel like, when it's okay for me to do that, for whatever reasons may be the case or for whatever reasons I choose to. So it's easier for a child to abstain. It's easier for a child, a boy or a girl, to decide to have sex at his or her own time, when he or she wants to, rather than falling to peer pressure and pressure from the opposite sex or from wherever to give in and have sex because everyone is doing it, or because it's normal, or because I want it, or because it comes with the package of dating or whatever. It's easier for a child to say, you know what, I'm going to do this at this time, when I'm ready. If I'm ready, fine. If I'm not ready, no. It's easier for a child to say no and to abstain and wait until the proper time or whenever that child feels like, because they have had a good orientation and grounding in the sex education. So if you want to help your child and give your child more power to abstain, it's better you have that conversation with your child or your ward. Number four, it helps safeguard your children from molestation. If a child has been taught, has been told what should happen and what should not happen, has been told the danger signs, has been told what to do, a child knows when someone is about to do something that is not meant to be done, when someone is about to molest him or her, and that child will speak up. When you give your children sex education yourself, you give your children a certain safeness in you, certain understanding and certain knowledge of things, they know when to speak up, when not to speak up, and if they see signs of molestation, they're able to stop it. So in essence, you are actually safeguarding your children from molestation, as opposed to a child who doesn't know anything, and then someone else tells the child to do this or that because it's just a game or it's not a game or whatever the case may be. That's very dangerous. So teach your children about sex to help safeguard them. I'll tell you a story. A young girl was taught very properly about sex from her mother, who was molested in her youthful years, and they were living in a community. In this community, a man comes to visit and he tells all the little female children there to play with a monkey that he has in his pocket. A monkey in his pocket. Now, these children have never seen a monkey before and don't know what a monkey looks like. So they decide, we want to play with a monkey and we're going to stick our hands in your pockets to play with the monkey. Now, this man has no monkey, obviously, and he tells them this: whoever is able to make the monkey the happiest will get some candy. And these children keep on playing with the monkey and playing with the monkey to make the monkey the happiest. But the first day this girl goes out to play with the monkey, she realizes that there's something wrong. Her mother has taught her never to go around that area when you see a man, never to touch that area in a man's body part. And she also saw other signs and other things going on that she felt were just wrong. So she ran back into her home. And guess what? That's how this man was caught, because apparently he's been doing this over a long period of time. So it's very, very important that you tell your children and you give your children sex education to help safeguard them from molestation, and so that they're able to talk to you when they see signs of this thing. That brings me to our next point. Number 5, giving your children a safe spot. This is very important. When you educate your children about sex, you create an environment of trustworthiness. You create an environment of conversation, of confidence, where your child can talk to you. And that means if your child sees signs of molestation or sees something wrong being done, they can run to you and they can tell you. Most times, when you're able to talk to your children about sex education and actually have a proper, safe, confident conversation with them about how things should go, it's easier for them to open up and tell you, oh, this has happened, this is happening, this person touches me the wrong way, this person does this, this person touches this other person the wrong way, is that right, is that not right? And your child is able to open up to you and tell you things that are going on that are wrong, and then you can do something about it. You can create a solution. And this is the part that's very important: listen to your children. Even after you create a safe space for them to open up, it's important you do your bit as a parent or guardian and listen to them. Don't dismiss them. Don't tell them they're telling lies. Don't tell them they're being silly. A child who doesn't understand sex quite well will not whip up a ridiculous lie of an adult molesting him or her. Where do they get that orientation from? How do they think of that? So if a child has a safe space with you because they've had that conversation, they'll be able to come to you and tell you when things aren't going right. And when they do that, it is your duty and obligation to listen to them and take them seriously. Don't dismiss them. At least believe everything they say until proven wrong. Believe everything they say until proven wrong. Believe them and investigate it until you see it is wrong, rather than disbelieving everything they say until proven right. Do not hurt a child's confidence in you, and do not ruin a child's life or sexual life. So teaching your children about sex helps them in these different ways. Teaching your children about sex will create a space for them to be able to talk to you, to safeguard them from molestation, to tell you what is going on, and that goes a long way. And it actually also helps to prevent molestation. Now, these are a few tips amongst many others that would help you understand why and how early sex education is good for your children or your ward. If you have any more tips, please, I'd love to hear them, and I'm sure everyone else would love to hear them. Drop them in the comment section. If you like the content you get from this channel, remember to subscribe. You can also hit the notification button to be the first to know when a new video is up. You can also like and share to your friends and family. And for more similar content from me, you can check out my podcast, The Fixed Podcast, on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. I'll see you next week.